But right now I'm in Texas, and I'm so excited to have one of you on the call this morning. We're tagging this day as Manifested Love Monday, and we're sharing the scripture, 1 John 3:1, where he says, okay, it show up again here, 1 John 3:1, where it says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Praise God for his manifested love through us and for us. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to come before you once more and again. Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful weekend and waking us up this morning, Lord God, to honor you, to serve you, to glorify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, that you have given us this breath of life. As you breathe on us daily, Lord God, let your love be manifested through us, O God, because you have bestowed your love upon each and every one of us. We glorify you, Father, for this wonderful, wonderful team of prayer warriors that come on each and every morning, Lord God, to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. So we're asking you, Father, that you bless, first of all, our ministers that started this call, Pastor Vanessa, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, that you instill and overflow them, Lord, with your love, your grace, your mercy, all that they need, Lord God, to carry forth your word, Lord God, day in and day out. We thank you, Father, for our artist family and our artist leaders, Lord God, our owners, Papa Diaz de Leon and all the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God. We ask that you strengthen them, keep them in perfect peace, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in each and every individual on this call. Lord God, even those that couldn't make it this morning, Father, we ask that you bless and keep them in a special way. Father God, we thank you, Father, for the word that's going to come forth this morning. And Lord, we are here to hear what the Spirit has for us this day. We glorify you, Father, because all things are working together for the good of those that love you, who are called according to your purpose. So, Father, have your way. Have your way this morning, Lord God, that the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of grace will be bestowed upon us throughout this day, each and every day. And we will be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father God. And we thank you for doing the work. Bless the speaker this morning as we bring forth the word, Lord God, in a special way. We thank you in advance for doing the work that no man can do. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. And now I will hand this call over to our host, and we say God bless you. Host, are you there? Hello, host, are you there this morning?
Yes, can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
Oh, yes, I can, Minister Robin. God bless you, and you take it away.
God bless you also, my dear sister. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer and greeting the people. And I'm going to say good morning to each and every single one of you. This is also Minister Robin here on the East Coast. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our call, your call, the Master's call. And I am greeting you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. This call is all about our Father. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the great I Am. He is the King of Kings. And we are manifesting his love. He's manifesting his love through us and in us. And that's what Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon did. They loved him so much. They love him so much that they were obedient to his call, to his voice, wrote the vision down, and lo and behold, manifested on this call, in this call, is where each one of us are this day. So we say thank you, victorious women of God, and we are sending love, hugs, and kisses to both of you. We have been in existence for almost 4 years, and we are really, really excited to see what God has done in us and through this call and what he's going to continue to do. We stand on Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And that's what this call is all about. Our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Many of us are Artists International health and wellness entrepreneurs, and the company is Artists International. The owners are the Diaz de Leon family, and because of them saying yes to God also, he blessed them with this company. We have awesome products that are changing lives. They are sold out to the Lord as we are. And if you would like to find out more about us, more about what we do as a distributor, please feel free to join us immediately after this call. We have a morning motivational call, and the number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-pound. And right now we have an awesome campaign going on. The company manifesting the love of God to each one of us that are presidents, paid presidents within the organization. We're going to have an opportunity to be able to purchase stock. So they love us that much that they're giving us an opportunity to be a partner with them by having stock in the company. And we have a call, a nightly call, where the leaders, they're helping us and they're showing us and they're encouraging us so that we can move forward for those who are truly trying and believing God for this to take place. And that nightly call is on the same number as our MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300. Same PIN code, 539-598-pounds, and it starts at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time every single night, with the exception of Tuesday. We start at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I will come back and give you that same information. I want to say to the distributors, make sure you go to your back office. We have so many specials going on. And also, people are making sure that they get their point, because we know that God is faithful and he is going to meet each and every single one of you. So I want to tell you about the woman of God. She is one of the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. But we are going to hear from Dr. Vanessa today. She's going to bring the word forward. She is affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. She truly manifests the love of God to us, to others, to her congregation, to her mother, to her Boaz-to-be. And we are so grateful that God has given us an opportunity to be part of her life. She is a pastor. She makes sure that the word goes forward at Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center. She travels internationally. She ministers practical insight, and she is a prophet of God. And the word of God comes through her. She imparts wisdom. She encourages us. She teaches us. She is also an Artist International health and wellness entrepreneur, and she truly believes in equipping the saints and becoming the most effective witness that we can be for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She expounds on the word. She will get you stirred up. She will correct you when you need to be corrected, and she'll do it all in love. And we love her, we honor her, we respect her, and we thank God for her. And without any further delay, I am calling the victorious, wonderful woman of God who we love. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Prayer General Minister Robin, for hosting this call today. It's always an honor. We don't take it for granted when all these people come on the line and volunteer their time and their anointing to be a blessing to the vision of the Master's call, and also to Minister Brenda. We praise God for you greeting God's people on this great day. To our TNC family, so honored to have each and every one of you on the board. I always get excited when I see different numbers and see Skype numbers, knowing we're having some international callers even joining in with us this morning. We praise God for each and every one of you. And as Minister Robin mentioned, boy, we can't believe it. This coming October will make 4 years that God has allowed us the honor of stewarding this vision to have a place and a platform where the word of the Lord goes forth freely each and every weekday morning. Yesterday at our church on Mission Sunday, I preached a word about how to please God. And as I was praying and just seeking God's face this morning, as usual, he led me a different way. And I just want to encourage your hearts today and remind each and every one of you what's inside of you that has already been equipped as a part of your being and your fiber when you called yourself a Christian, a follower of Christ, and invited the paraclete in. This morning, we're going to briefly talk about being resilient. And I've talked this a while back, but as usual, as you live a little, experience a little bit more, God gives you new nuggets to add. And we're going to call this the BBB Seal of Success. Being resilient. The BBB Seal of Success. What does that mean? Well, many of you all have heard of the BBB, the Better Business Bureau. But we're going to talk about the Heavenly Bureau this morning and how we please God by lining up with the heavenly laws and ordinances and principles that will bless us and allow us to live successful lives. And there's a process of becoming truly resilient. There is a real devil, there's a real evil, but there's a greater presence of the Lord, and our word promises us in 1 John 4, it says, greater is he that's in you and I than he that's in the world. But sometimes we get battle weary, we get worn out, feel like we get whooped up on, and we need to get in that place of seeing ourselves as the warrior, that there's an assignment, there's a promise, there's a dream that God has given in us, and it's up to us to be the midwives in the spirit. Whether you're a man or a woman, spiritually we're the same. We've got to birth some things, and it takes a fight. And today we're going to speak into your spirits that you and I, we are resilient, and we have the ability with our own BBB to seal our success. Well, what do those B's mean in the spirit? That we have the ability to bounce back. We have the ability to be bold. And then lastly, I'm going to talk about this morning of staying balanced so you can be better. That no matter what fiery darts have been hurled your way, oh, you the bounce back kid. You can do it. It's in us to do it. The word tells us in Psalms, even though we've been knocked down 7 times, get back up. My dear friend Les Brown would always say, if you can look up, you can get up. Fix your eyes on the hills from which cometh your help. Our help comes from the Lord. See, many of us have been feeling overwhelmed, discouraged, misunderstood, and a feeling a residue of being defeated. And even on the national level, we've seen some things as believers, some Supreme Court decisions that directly affect us. And we're saying, what does all this mean? I used to say in seminary, in school, when I'd study, because I'm very left-brain analytical in many ways, that I did not understand how the children of Israel could allow themselves to go into captivity. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not even six, but 7 times due to disobedience. But now I do. I mean, I kept saying, didn't somebody pass the story down and say, remember when Nana told us? Remember when Big Mama said we were doing this? Remember when Paw Paw, didn't somebody remember the mistakes, the disobedience of the past, so we wouldn't have to continue to be destined to repeat it. And see, every time the children of Israel went into captivity, there was always a remnant. Yeah, there was a remnant that stayed true and obedient to the will and the word of God. We remember, all of you all have probably watched the Ten Commandments and seen Charles Heston, oh, he used to play so well, go up on the mountain, and how most of them lost their mind when he went up to get the Ten Commandments. But there was a remnant that stayed true. There will always be a remnant that will know and choose to obey the will and the word of God on many levels. The church did not cry loud and spare not. On some levels, you and I have to look in the mirror and repent for being politically correct. And we have not boldly spoke the truth in love in our own circles of influence, even as artists, distributors. We are around so many hurting people physically, emotionally, and financially, and yet many of us will not open up our mouths and share a God-given solution to a stronghold of sickness and lack. I love how Platinum President Marie Preston always says, a closed mouth is a closed business, but it's deeper than that. It's a closed message and a ministry as ministers in the marketplace that we have an answer. See, just like the gospel, we're mandated to share the news and let those who have ears to hear, let them hear. We must open our mouths with the message of hope, of possibilities, of financial relief and generational wealth. So this morning, this Monday, we tagged this morning, I ask, why have not many of us shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with more people this year? It's almost July, and many of us on this call have not witnessed to even one person this year. We've asked many what our July 4th plans are and where we're going to eat and what we're going to fix, planning to make that car, that Walmart run. Oh, yeah, many of us have not opened our mouths and shared artists with many in our circle of influence and allowed them to stay unhealthy and needing a way to their financial breakthrough. See, on the master's call, on this TMC, we always want to speak the truth in love. And regardless how we got here, all we can do now is be bold, be balanced, and not overreacting, and stay on our post until it gets better. In other words, be resilient. But what does it mean to be resilient? Resilient is defined in Webster's Collegiate Dictionary as marked by the ability to recover readily. Marked by the ability to recover readily, as from misfortune. In other words, capable of returning to an original state or position as after having been compressed, like life squeezes us, but we bounce back because we have the supernatural paraclete inside of us, being flexible yet remaining firm. That's the definition I want to ingrain in your hearts and your spirits today, being flexible yet remaining firm, to be resilient. See, the BBB, Seal of Success, the Better Business Bureau, setting standards which will seal our success in heaven versus bouncing back bold. See, failures are a part of our life. No Jesus Jr. is on the line, none of us. It's not the end of the story, though, when we have a failure. We may lose a battle, but we will not lose the war if we don't quit. Often setbacks are just a setup for our God to show up. Where are some scriptural examples? Joseph is the best. Going from the pit, put in by his brothers, to the palace. Then a holy hater walked him out of order, Potiphar's wife, to the prison unjustly, given great favor. But the butler having selective amnesia about the dream until the prime minister position opened as he interpreted the dream correctly. Well, that's a great example. What about Paul in 2 Corinthians in verses 11 through 21? I won't read this morning, but he gives the litany of all the things he went through, all the things that he had done. In 2 Corinthians 11, That 21st verse starts out with those saying, to my shame, I admit that we were too weak for that. Whatever anyone else dares to boast about, I'm speaking as a tool, and I dare to boast about, are there Hebrews? So am I. Are there Israelites? So am I. Are there Abraham's descendants? So am I. And he goes on to tell how many times he was beaten and how many times he received from the Jews the 40 lashes and how he was shipwrecked and on and on and on. But he made a decision. He had to get to Rome, that he was going to be resilient in our lives. We have the Holy Ghost, and when we want to give up, we can't quit. We have to keep on keeping on. Paul continually chooses to bounce back home. Learn the right lessons during your journey. Bounce back. Don't bow out. Remember, quitters never win, and winners never quit. Your attitude does determine your altitude, your attitude. Let's get the right tooth this morning. Notify your face. Smile. Jesus is Lord. You awoke this morning. You have another opportunity. His mercies are new every morning. And we have to choose thoughts that glorify God, that cause the eagle in us to soar, like Philippians 4:4-8 reminds us, to think on the things that are good and pure and lovely and admirable and praiseworthy. See, picture the positive in your mind. I don't care how jacked up, messed up it may be right now. You may be standing at that alpha of agony. Look at your omega of the opportunities to the end when you win. And picture the positive. Proclaim the positive. Pursue that position. Say out loud wherever you are, I am God's eagle. I want you to say it. Prophesy over yourself this Monday morning. I am God's eagle, resilient, walking in success. Say it. I am God's eagle, resilient, walking in success. What does bouncing back bold look like? Well, you know, I'm always acronym with bold. Believing optimistically, landing and leading defiantly. Believing optimistically, leading defiantly. You believe you're going to get out of this thing. God's going to make a way out of no way. I'm going to stay optimistic that my God is able. I'm going to lead because he orders my steps, and I'm going to defy the devil and remind him I belong to the King. Believe in yourself. Celebrate your uniqueness. Psalms 139, verse 14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Being optimistic, attitudes create an atmosphere and an attitude to align for your success. Lead and stay in charge of your dreams and destiny. In other words, stay faithful, stay firm, and stay focused. Romans 4:17, we know it, call those things that be not as though they are. And that D in bold, defiantly, show strength and courage in all that you do. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So we've got to lay hands on our own mind and speak what only God says about us. With Esther going in to see the king without invitation, to defy the law, but a destiny had to be birthed. Hannah, with her burden to birth a child, who later became the prophet and the priest of Israel. God does not usually call the people who are equipped. He equips the people he calls, the you and I, giving us the strength and courage and whatever we need. I'll say it out loud again. I am God's eagle, resilient, walking in success. Being resilient, our BBBs of success, bouncing back bold, being balanced, and making it all better. Oh, my last for 2 minutes, the bouncing back a balance. Choose to have a joy on the inside and take care of the outside. Learn to eat the meat and spit out the bones. Strive to be balanced both physically and emotionally. How do you do that? Well, you keep a rooted and grounded posture in Christ. reading and meditating on his word. Strive to avoid extremes, life experiences that can easily cause us to lose focus. What do you mean by that? Well, here's an example. You've had a bad relationship. So now you hear yourself saying something like, well, all men are dogs. All women are just gold diggers. All they want is just my money. No, 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 no. Don't let that bad experience define you. You're resilient. God has promised you that divine person for you. See, half the challenge during the journey of bouncing back is to surround yourself with things and people who make you feel great on the inside and the outside, but they challenge you to be more like Christ in action and in deed. Oh, one more time, say, I am God's eagle, resilient, walking in success, and lastly, bouncing back better. Let the journey of bouncing back make you better, not bitter. Make a decision to let the process perfect you, not poison you. Don't become Eveline, a Mr. Evil, but eternally recite God's promises. Choose to forgive and let it go. Stop rehearsing the hurt. Quit pulling off the scab when the wound is trying to heal. Quit trying to tell everybody the somebody done me wrong song in the key of F. Let it go and learn the right lessons. Decide to no longer be a big fish in a small pond. Allow yourself to be stretched. That's one of my assignments in life as a mother eagle, is to push others out of the nest and let them realize the very potential that's always been laying within. As a leader, as an encourager, we can do better and be better. Mother eagles always push the baby eagles out of the nest to make them fly. She lets them flutter and flap and are often so scared that they're about to crash into the ground, and she scoops down and brings them up to the nest. We all have a learning curve. We're going to be bad before we good, but on our way to being good, we get a chance to grow. All this day, I hope I've encouraged your hearts to be resilient. Our BBB spiritual seal of success. We're going to bounce back. First bold, stay in balance, and on our way to being better. In Jesus' name. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Praise God, praise God. Oh, I so received that, Dr. Vanessa. Powerful word, powerful word. Family members, I told you, she's our mother eagle, and she encourages us. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. And Dr. V, I will call you back after the announcement to give us our daily benediction. Father, 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 you are so good. And I am so glad we can call you Abba Father. We can come boldly to you, Lord God. We know that we can find grace and favor no matter what. We are going to bounce back. We are going to be better. We are going to hold on to you. We are going to let you perfect those things that concern us. We are going to let you make us all that we can be in and through Christ Jesus. We know, Lord God, that we live in you and we move and have our being in you. We know, Lord God, that your Son is the one who has healed us. He has taken sickness away from Joni, sickness away from Marie Preston, our platinum president. He has taken sickness away from anyone that's on this call and under the sound of my voice, because he himself bore that sickness. And by the stripes that your Son Jesus accepted, they are the healed of the Lord. Healing belongs to your children, and we thank you for that. We know, Father, that you have redeemed our lives in Christ Jesus. And as we continue this day, knowing that our steps are ordered by you, knowing that you have a plan and a purpose for each one of us, and it's a plan that is good. It's a plan with a future. It's a plan with an expected end. Knowing that whatever we put our hands to do, it will succeed. Knowing that when we meditate on your word day and night, and when we do and observe all that you've said to us, even the word that has gone forward this day, Father God, we know that we can have success. I thank you for our mother eagle. I thank you for your daughter, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father God, I thank you for blessing her, for Lord, keeping her, for protecting her, her and her mom and her family, Father God, and Robert, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you give her the desires of her heart, Father. You continue to pour into her because she is pouring and imparting in each one of us, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that the Spirit of God is in her and you rise up mightily in that mighty woman of God, Lord. And, Father, have your way in her and through her, Father. I thank you that you are opening up doors for her that no man can close. And you're closing doors you don't want her to walk through. And, Father God, you said the heart of the king is in your hand and you're turning it in the direction that you wanted to go for your dear daughter, Vanessa. We give you honor. We give you praise. I thank you for my faithful sister minister, Brenda, Father. I thank you for blessing her and her family members, Father. And as she opened it up today, when she prayed, Lord God, the call went through. It was clear, and there were no hindrances in the name of Jesus. Family members, don't forget we have the MMC call hosted by Dr. Platinum President Dorothy Cook and her awesome team. We want you to get on that call. That number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598-POUND. And that's the same number that you're going to dial tonight so that you can find out what we are doing. We are believing, God, that we are going to be paid presidents so that we can have part of Artists International by owning stock. And that will start nightly at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. With the exception of Tuesday, we start nightly at 7 p.m. Go out, be that minister in the marketplace. You know that you are all that God said you can be. And if you don't, it's been spoken of you and decreed in the mighty name of Jesus. Mother Eagle, come forward and seal this powerful word in Jesus' name.
Thank you, woman of God. I have a quick announcement, though, before we all leave. We will not be having the call tonight or tomorrow night. Godmother is out in California. Though they had meetings over the weekend, heard they went very well. But she did ask us to suspend the call, our nightly call for our push for president. But it's just suspended tonight and tomorrow night, and it will resume on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So thank you for that footnote to remember, and I'm sure they'll announce it again on the MMC call. Father God, we just thank you for this opportunity this morning to embrace your mercies that are anew, to stir up inside of us the gifts of resilience, to stay bold, to stay balanced in our walk with you, that through the journey of life that you're making us better, a better witness, Father, a better Christians, Father, better ministers in the marketplace. Now, I thank you that as we leave this call, as we order our steps throughout this day, that you go before us, Father, and season us with your grace and your mercy. And we'll open up our mouths with the message and share the mandate that you, Jesus, are Lord. We'll be the ministers in the marketplace to share that we have an answer with health and wellness products that can bring about generational blessings to our seed and our children's children. So thank you that we seal this word in our heart and we soar like the eagles you've ordained us to be. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an awesome day in Him and look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye.